Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is Kahal Echad Ben Mashiach, one of Messiah congregation, and I'm doing a little study today on the Word of God. And its topic is talk, tell, teach about God and His ways, or they will forget. Just like we see people today, most people have forgotten God, because they have no knowledge of God. No one passed it down through generations. You know, I just thank God we could be here today making straight the way of the Lord. And it's very important that we make a stand in these days. This is June 2nd, 2006. And in a couple of days, it's going to be Chag Shavuot, Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost on Yom Rishon, of course, which is June 4th. So I hope you have a nice Pentecost and Chag Shavuot, Feast of Weeks. This is when the Torah was given in the third month of God, Sivan, and also in the book of Acts when the Holy Spirit came down upon the Jews that were in Jerusalem for the feast of Chag Shavuot. That's why they were there. So I praise the Lord we could be here. Praise the Lord, making straight the way of the Lord. So this study today is talk, tell, teach about God and His ways, or they will forget. Now we read in 1 Chronicles 16:9, it says, here's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to sing unto Him. This is God. We're supposed to sing psalms unto Him. It says, talk ye of all His wondrous works. And that was 1 Chronicles. Psalms 105:2 says, sing unto Him, sing unto God, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works. So ask yourself this last week, did you talk of all His wondrous works? Did you mention God to anyone? Something you need to ask yourself. Exodus chapter 10 verse 2 says, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son, what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord. Amen. So, did you tell any of your children anything about God in the last few days, last week, last month, last year? Are you exalting the Word of God, or are you making it be hidden under a rock or forgotten? Exodus 12:26 says, here's what's supposed to happen. And it shall come to pass, when the children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? See, the children are supposed to be asking. They're supposed to be present. They're supposed to be aware of what's going on, because you're instructing them. That you say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the house of the children of Israel in Egypt, when He smote the Egyptians, and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshipped. This is, of course, talking about the Pesach, and this is Exodus chapter 12. But the children are participating. They're supposed to be involved. Joshua chapter 4, even he does things that God says for a sign. It says that it says that this may be a sign among you, and when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? This is Joshua chapter 4. It says, then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and the stones shall be for a memorial, a zichron, unto the children of Israel forever. So these stones, so God split the water there in Jordan, just like He did the Red Sea for Moses. But did you tell anybody? Did you bring this to anyone's remembrance? Or are you too busy with the world events and the politically correct and all this barrage of nothingness, basically, that's going on in the world? All this thing they call news. You might ask yourselves, how did this happen when we were commanded to teach our children? Listen what happened even in the book of Judges. Now, the book of Judges, I'm sure everyone has read the book of Judges. And you say to yourself, how did this happen? Judges is probably around like approximately 1425 BC. And it says Judges chapter 2 verse 10. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. That means, when you read that in Judges chapter 2, that means very clearly they didn't instruct their children, and no one passed it on, the works of God. Isn't that sad? And then it goes on to say, that was chapter 2, verse 10. Verse 11 says, because they didn't know the Lord or his works. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Baalim. That's what happens when you don't know the Lord. You start serving other gods. And they forsook the Lord their God. They forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt. Because nobody told them that God did the wondrous works and brought them out of Egypt, of course, and followed other gods, the gods of the people that were round about them. Are you following gods of the people around and about your neighborhood? Are you following gods that are not God? Isn't that sad? These people followed the gods of the people that were round about them and bowed themselves unto them and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth. Isn't that sad? This is like, you know, not too many years after Joshua and the judges and the generation that died and the next generation didn't know anything about God because nobody passed it on. How did this happen? Even in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12, we see that Eli, his sons, were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Eli, did he convey the message? I don't know. I wasn't there. But his sons knew not the Lord. I don't know if it was their own choice. But it's up to us today in this generation. Exodus chapter 18, verse 20. This is what we're supposed to do. It says, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. So this is a must. You must walk God's way, and you must do his work. You know, I'm going to show you a word today in the Hebrew. It's called Zahar, or Zahar. And it's a primitive root. And it basically means to gleam, figuratively to enlighten. It's to enlighten by caution. This is important, Zahar. It means to admonish. Sometimes it means to shine, which means to teach. It means to warn, or warning, Zahar. And this word is found many times in the scriptures. A matter of fact, it's this word Zahar also means to warn, warning, warn, admonish, shine, and teach. And it's many verses. There's a word everyone I know has heard, most people. It's called Zohar. The Zohar. Judaism has made their own Zohar. But the Zohar, there's no book called Zohar. Zohar just means brightness. That's found in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. It means brightness. So, Zohar, are you teaching? Are you teaching? Are you warning people to keep God's commandments? Because there is judgment one day. One day there is an end. Exodus 24, 12, and the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me in the mount, and be there, and I'll give thee tables of stone, and a law, and commandments, which I have written. They're not oral. I've written them, because I don't trust anybody to memorize these. It says that thou mayest teach them. So Moses was even commanded to teach the people, just like we're commanded. And we'll read that later by Yeshua. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 8, and the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine, nor strong drink, nor thou, nor thy sons when with thee, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. It says, and that you may put a difference between holy and unholy. Is anyone teaching their children that? Anyone passing that down? The difference between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean? Does anyone teach anybody that? I don't think that's in the school curriculums, but it is in God's curriculum of holiness. Nowadays, things that are unclean are pets. Nowadays, things that are unclean are food. Now, today, now sin or promiscuity, nakedness is accepted in the world. Nudity. Most people, their role models are people that are dressed very scantily, and it's very sad, and it's an abomination to God. But no one teaches their children that this is not right. Are you putting a difference between holy and unholy, clean and unclean? It's a touchy subject with people. It says that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord had spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. Leviticus 14:57, to teach. You're even supposed to teach when something is unclean or clean, even in the law of leprosy. I'm sure diseases, you're supposed to make sure you know that are contagious. Be careful. Deuteronomy 4:1. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers give it you. So, this thing about teaching is so important. Are you teaching anybody? Are you teaching your children? Is anyone teaching anyone nowadays these things? It says, only take heed to thyself. This is Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. That thou, it says, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget. This is the problem. This is why you're teaching, and you're supposed to talk of these things on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis. You're supposed to talk up these things and forget. Otherwise, you're going to forget the things which thine eyes had seen. Unless they depart from the heart, from thy heart, all the days of thy life. That's why it says, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. That's Deuteronomy 4, verse 9. Teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. It says, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words. God is going to talk to them. Did you make anyone remember that? God actually spoke that they may learn to fear me. So fearing God is something learned. All the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. This Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 and 10 is very important. Those two verses right there are they're something that we should be conveying to everyone. Otherwise, they will forget. Verse 14 says, and the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye might do them in the land with you go over to possess it. So this is why today in this generation, in this time we're living in the Gregorian calendar, 2006, you could see sin has become a way of life. Sin isn't sinful anymore. Things that are unholy are a way of life. Things that are not of God are a way of life, because no one is teaching their children. It's not taught in the schools. That's why we need godly schools. We pray for our own building. We pray for our own school. We would love to have that from God. And there's so many places in the scriptures. You could read Deuteronomy 5:31. It says, but as for thee, stand thou here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments and the statutes and the judgments that thou shalt teach them. So Moses is being instructed. He's going to be teaching the people what God says, that they may do them. It's not only to teach them, it's you better do them. Because not the ones that just hear, but the ones that do are justified before God. Very important. Deuteronomy 6:1. These are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither you go to possess it. So God wanted you to learn these commandments, these statutes, these judgments. And when you go to the land that God promised you, he wants you to do them for a testimony unto this world. It says, verse 7, this is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Isn't that amazing? So some people might say, well, that sounds overkill. No, you can never do enough for God. You can never be enthusiastic enough, because this is pertaining to your eternal life. Are you teaching your children diligently? Are you talking to them when you sit in your house, when you walk, when you go places, when you lie down, when you get up in the morning? Talk it over with yourself. Chapter 6, Deuteronomy, read it. Verse 7. Deuteronomy 11:19 says, "And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Sounds like an all-day thing to me. You're supposed to bring up God in your conversation, basically. That's what it's saying. Everyone has these conversations with no God. Hours of talking to people with no God. No remembrance of God's mighty works or his miracles, which he wrought in Egypt when he delivered us out of the hand of Pharaoh in Egypt. The mighty signs God did with Joshua, splitting the Jordan there. So many things God did. I mean, holding the sun for almost 24 hours. I mean, there's so many miracles in the Bible that you need to talk about and tell people that God is alive. Deuteronomy 20:18, it says that they teach you not to do after their abominations. So we're supposed to be teaching our children the things to do and also the things not to do. We don't follow after the abominations of the people of other lands or other gods. Deuteronomy 20:18, Deuteronomy 24:8. And also on the plagues, make sure you take heed and you teach people how to take care of these different sicknesses and diseases. Leprosy. And you can go on and on with this. Teaching is so important. Telling. Deuteronomy 31:19. It says, "Now therefore write ye this song for you, and teach it to the children of Israel, and put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel." Deuteronomy, read that. Very important. God, Moses didn't charge for his song. Moses didn't charge. And he wants you to teach them. Deuteronomy 33:10. "They shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law." Isn't that amazing? 1 Samuel 12:23. It says, listen to this. It says, "I will teach you the good and the right way." Amen. Ezra 7:10. Same thing. Teach in Israel. Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the Lord, the law, the Torah of the Lord, and to do it. You have to seek the Lord to not only hear it, but to do it. You see that everywhere. Hear and do. And teach. Hear, do, and teach. Israel, statutes and judgments. And it says, "And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thy hand, set magistrates and judges, and may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach ye them that know them not." So Ezra chapter 7 verse 25, you're supposed to teach the people the laws, and you're supposed to teach the ones that don't know. Are you teaching anyone about, I don't even know if people are teaching people the Ten Commandments. I know most of this Protestant world, they only have 9 commandments. They don't teach their children that there's 10 commandments of God. Even though the Catholic Church admits they erased the 4th commandment, they confess that. They changed it, but Are you teaching people Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 5, the Ten Commandments? God didn't change. 2 Chronicles 15:3. And this is the way it is for this world, too. It says, for a long season, Israel had been without the true God. That's 2 Chronicles 15:3. A long time, they weren't with the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without Torah, without law. Isn't that sad? So there's no teaching priest, there's no true God, and there's no Torah. That's 2 Chronicles 15:3. Psalms 25:4. Same thing. The message goes on and on. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. We want God to teach us so we can teach you. We want God to teach us so we can teach our children and their children's children. You can read this in Psalm 24:4. Psalm 27, teach me thy way, O Lord. Psalm 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. Psalm 34, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Amen. That's Psalm 34, verse 11. Psalm 45, verse 4, God says he's going to teach you terrible things. God is a mighty God. David says in Psalm 51:13 that he's going to teach transgressors God's way, and sinners are going to be converted unto God, of course. Yes, David definitely was a missionary. He told people the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 86:11, teach me thy way, O Lord, and I'll walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Very good verse. That's Psalm 86:11. You know, in Matthew, even in the book of Matthew, chapter 15:9, people are, unfortunately, even today, from the book of Matthew, even till today, a couple of thousand years later, they're teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Instead of teaching the commandments of God and the wondrous works of God and talking of the wondrous works and telling the people, commanding them to keep the word, they're teaching the doctrines of men. Did you get this book? Did you get that book? Did you get that DVD? Did you buy the new series of this? Did you get the commentaries? Did you get the videos on the... Hey, did you read God's book yet? Did you pass God's book on from generation to generation? This is important. You know, we're commanded by God to do this. Don't think it's just in the Torah or the Tanakh. In the Gospel, even in Matthew 28:19, Yeshua says, go ye therefore, this is Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Are you teaching all nations? Are you even going anywhere? It says, go ye therefore, go and teach all nations. It says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Listen to this. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. You're supposed to be teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I, God, have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. So are you going anywhere? Are you teaching all nations? These are strict, right out of the scriptures. I'm not making any of these verses up. 1 Corinthians 12:28. The Bible says that there are teachers. You can read that verse. There's apostles, prophets, teachers. Okay? Ephesians 4:11. And God did give some evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And they're for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Messiah. That's what they're for. That's why you're supposed to be teaching people. Colossians 1:28, it says, teaching every man in all wisdom, that you may present every man perfect in Messiah Yeshua. Are you teaching anybody? Think about it. I mean, think about the last day, the last week. Did you teach anyone any of the Word of God? Did you make straight the way of the Lord in anyone's mind or heart? Did you rightly divide? Rightly divide means to make straight the way of the Lord. Did you do that lately? Were you consciously aware of this? You're supposed to be... Colossians 3:16 says, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You hear what it says? Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 4:9. If you don't teach people, if you don't talk about the wondrous works of God, if you don't tell anybody, it says, Deuteronomy 4:9, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligent, lest thou forget. You will, it's a positive, that you will forget. If they're not spoken about on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, and as much as you can, when you get up in the morning, when you go to sleep, when you will go by the way, I mean, you will forget. This world has a barrage of information that's not information, that's necessary to cloud your mind and your memory. It just has ways of taking your mind off the Lord. That's Deuteronomy 4:9. 4:23 says the same thing, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 4:31, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Deuteronomy 6:12, beware that thou forget the Lord. Beware lest thou forget the Lord. Could you imagine that? Which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. The only reason you're going to forget, because you don't talk about it, you don't tell anybody, you're not speaking to anybody in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, admonishing anyone, correcting anyone, making straight the way of the Lord, showing a difference between holy and unholy, clean and unclean. These are lessons from God. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Just think, most of the Protestant world forgot the fourth commandment of God because no one instructed it. No one passed it on from generation to generation. Think about it. No one knows, most people don't even know about the feast of the Lord. It's not been passed down from generation to generation. I want to stand on record today. I'm passing it down to whoever listens to this. Even when I'm gone, it'll be on a website. And I'm going to tell as many people as I can come across. Oh, praise the Lord. Have mercy on us. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments. Deuteronomy 8:11. 8:14 says the same thing. And thou forget the Lord thy God. 19. It says, and if thou at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I will testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. So if you worship other gods besides the God of Israel, you're going to perish. That's Deuteronomy 8:19. Okay? Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 7. You definitely, it says, remember and forget not. Remember and forget not. Very important. The Word of God. And the testimonies in the Bible, how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness. Read that. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 7. Read the whole verse. People are rebellious against the Lord. Even today, people are rebellious. I'll read the whole verse to you. It says, remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness. From the way, it's from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt, and until ye come unto this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. Deuteronomy 25:9. Therefore it shall be, when the Lord thy God had given thee rest from all thine enemies round about, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot, it says, thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Thou shalt not forget it. So even if God tells you to get rid of your enemies, do it. Don't forget it. Don't worry about being politically correct. 2 Kings 17:38, it says, and the covenant that I have made with you, ye shall not forget, neither shall you fear other gods like Allah or Mohaji Baba or Buddha or any of these pagan gods. Job 8:13, so are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish. That's Job. Psalms 50, verse 16. I want everyone to hear this. I'm going to read these verses slow. It says, but unto the wicked God said, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing that thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him and hast been a partaker with adulterers. This, it says, thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. This is to the wicked God's talking. It says, these things thou hast done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether such as one as yourself. You thought I was like you. God says, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this. God's saying, consider this. Verse 22 in Psalm 50. Consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Hallelujah. What a powerful God. Amen. A few more verses and we'll be ending this lesson today. Psalm 78:7, that you may set their hope in God and not forget the works. Don't forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. David in Psalm 19 says many times, I will not forget thy word. That's verse 16. Verse 83 says, yet I do not forget thy statutes. This is Psalm 119, verse 93. I will never forget thy precepts. Psalm 119, verse 109. It says, yet do I not forget thy law. Verse 143. Yet do I forget not thy precepts. Verse 153, I do not forget thy law. This is also for us today. Don't forget the precepts. Don't forget the law, the Torah. Don't forget the judgments. Don't forget the word of God. Pass it down. Talk about it. Tell your children. Teach them. Teach the people that don't know. We're all responsible to do this. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 says, my son, and of course my daughter, forget not my law. Forget not my Torah, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Proverbs 4:5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. And the only way you're not going to forget it is you talk about it, you read it, you tell people, you teach people. Isaiah 51:12 says, I am he that comforted you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of man? That shall die. Don't be afraid of man. I'm God. I'm watching. And the Son of Man, which shall be made as the grass. Don't be concentrating on this people of this world. And it says, and forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and hast feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor. Why are you fearing because of this oppressor, this man whose breath is in his nostrils? God says, where is the fury of the oppressor? There's no oppressor. God is God. He's the one who stretched out the heavens. This is if you really believe in God, you really make a stand, God will manifest himself to you. Don't be giving away the land of Giza. You know, the Gaza Strip there is a part of Judah. Don't be giving away any more of the West Bank. This is all the land of Israel. This is all the tribes of Israel, Gad and Manasseh. We've already given away Israel. They've already given away, I should say, parts of Manasseh and Gad. They call it now Jordan. And of course, even Damascus, which Syria has that. There's so many people, so much land that Israel has given away. The Gaza is so amazing that they've given that away to their Hamas, their enemies. And now they're even talking about giving more land of the West Bank and uprooting probably 70,000 families and giving it to their enemies. So their enemies will be on the west, their enemies will be on the east. I don't even know if these people are consciously aware of what they're doing or spiritually blind. They're surrounding themselves with their enemies. But if you don't teach people, God says the land's mine. You're not supposed to sell it. Read this in the Bible. How much give it away or bargain it away for peace? Where does it say to do that? Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 32. It says, can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? I bet you can't, these ladies that have been married. God says, yet my people have forgotten me days without number. God's married to you, but you forgot him days without number. Jeremiah 23, 23. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God far off? He's at hand, everyone. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Of course not. Everything is open before the eyes of the Lord. He says, do not I fill heaven and earth? How long shall this people, how long shall be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? They are prophets of deceit of their own heart. They think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. You know, you got to watch out for these false prophets and their false dreams and their false whatever they got going. They cause you to forget God's name, these soothsayers and psychic networks. Teach people about that. It says in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 30, therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Are you stealing God's word out of people's hearts by your nonsense and your foolishness? Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. How dare you say, I said something when I never put it in your mouth, God says. I didn't send you. Who are you sending yourself? It says, behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. This is Jeremiah. Read that. That's verse 31 and 32 in chapter 23. Verse 39 says, therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and says, and cast you out of my presence, and I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you and a perpetual shame, because, it says, which shall not be forgotten. These are frightening verses. You never hear these in the churches. They're always reading the little feel-good messages. But this is the word of God. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. It says, seeing that thou hast forgot the Torah of thy God. Read this. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. You forgot my law? I'll forget your children. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. It says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me. My people forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. And they've hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns, cisterns that can hold no water. Could you believe that? Jeremiah 17:13, O my people, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Maim Chaim. The fountain of living waters, living waters. People have forsaken the Lord. And the last verse for this lesson, James, Yaakov, the half-brother of Yeshua, Jesus. James chapter 1, verse 24. For he beholded himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect Torah, the law of liberty, the Torah sets you free from sin, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, and I hope you hear this message today, don't be a forgetful hearer. Don't be a forgetful hearer. but a doer of the work. Do God's work. This man, and of course woman, will be blessed in his deed. Amen. So, don't be a forgetful hearer. And I'm teaching today. So, I want you to make sure you go and talk, tell, teach about the wondrous works of God. Amen. Or they will forget. Anyway, God bless you. We are One of Messiah Congregation, Kahal Chad BaMashiach. Call me anytime. Come to my website, oneofmessiah.net. Email me, call me. I'm always available. God bless you. Baruch Hashem Yeshua. And may the Lord make this word sink into your hearts and pass it on to your children and to the children's children, to every generation that's left. God bless you. Shalom in the mighty name of Messiah.